This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Champion rider and trainer Stacy Westfall joins us to talk about loading a horse into a trailer. And Stacy, teaching a horse to load is often something that a lot of people overlook, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely one of those areas where people don't think about it being a problem until they're late or they're headed to the vet or something and they really got to go. And then they realize, uh-oh, we're having a problem.
Which, why is it that many people approach trailer loading in a completely different way than they do when asking a horse to do other tasks?
Really, I think one of the reasons is the emotions that end up going into it when people approach it like it's a timed thing. We've got to go to the show. We've got to go to the vet. We're going to be late. And so the person starts out emotionally feeling pressure to get this done in 10 minutes to load the horse in the trailer. And as the time ticks by and they start getting more and more stressed, their timing for rewards goes down. The horse figures something's really wrong because you're not acting at all like normal. And then it just tends to spiral in a bad direction.
Now, before ever attempting to load a horse, you should probably do a lot of prep work.
Correct. The best way to prevent this problem is to start by doing groundwork where maybe you send horses over a tarp or over a bridge or over different obstacles, and then when you go to the trailer, you send the horse into the trailer. And if you've done all of your prep work well, then the horses don't tend to see it as something different, but that would also, again, imply that you were doing this in a time that you had time for training, not necessarily we've got to go somewhere right now.
You said rather than leading a horse onto a trailer, you should send it on. Explain that and the reason for it.
So the difference being, if I'm going to send the horse on, I'm going to stand outside the back of the trailer and I'm going to send the horse on, meaning one hand will kind of indicate to the horse to go forward, and I'll usually have some kind of a tool like a stick and string or a lunge whip or something that I'm being able to drive that horse forward. And so the difference is that when people lead the horse on, now if the horse loads well, like I've got a 6-horse, I lead the horses on, but they go right up and they hop on. When you start getting in trouble, what you see is you see people up in the trailer having a tug of war. Well, as soon as you're pulling, standing straight ahead, the horse tends to throw its head up. And that's when you start getting horses that are smacking their heads into the roofs of the trailer. Because they're much more likely to go up when there's that pressure on the lead rope versus if I'm standing outside and I'm tapping and releasing when that horse steps forward.
That, and if you get into a tug of war with a horse, you're not going to win.
Yeah, you're typically not in a good position at that point. So again, like when I walk up to my 6-horse and I'm taking that first horse in, a lot of times I just go on and the horse just hops up behind me. But if there's any hesitation, I send horses in and I teach them to send as that first thing that they do. And then that way it's just always solid in there that they know that I've got the patience and the technique that's going to work.
Now, there's a lot of differences in trailers. Is it important to get horses to load into different types and different trailers?
You know, that's an interesting question because the biggest difference is if there's a step up or a ramp. If they're similar, I don't notice a big difference if I put my horses onto different trailers, but I do so much groundwork and so many other things. But I think a lot of times people accidentally signal to the horses. They go, oh no, is he going to be okay in this trailer? And the horse picks up a lot more on that necessarily than whether it's a different trailer, because I've had lots of horses loaded in lots of different trailers without a problem. So it makes me suspicious that it could be signals or lack of communication between handler and horse.
What would you say to horse owners when it comes to loading a horse?
Set aside time to approach it like something you want to be done really well. So that means not when you need to be at the vet's and they have only 10 minutes. Set aside time and break it down. If your horse gets nervous, try to figure out which piece of this is stressing the horse out. Are you stressed out? Can you go simulate backing off the trailer by backing in and out of the stall or by loading them up onto a bridge and then backing them off from it, something where they have to step down? So try to figure out which piece of the process is maybe not working that well for you, and then during a set-aside training session, approach it.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Stacy Westfall. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.